fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the first day of June. The prepper tip today is food, food, food. Buy it, store it, grow it, learn to preserve it. We do have patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Professor James McCanney. Professor McCanney taught astrophysics at Cornell University. He taught mathematics at Cornell University. In fact, he's found a simple paper pencil method to find any prime number. Amazingly enough, a question that's been in mathematics for more than 1,000 years, by the way. Author of about 13 books, a weekly radio talk show host, his website's linked on my website at thelibertyman.com. Good morning.
Good morning, John. John, Jim? Just cut out. Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah, well, there we go. I was going to say the government has already taken your prepper tip of the day to heart. They're hoarding and storing food, and that's why the shelves are bare.
Yes. Well, they've been buying up food and ammunition for years, warehouses full of food, warehouses full of ammunition, and I'm sure other needful items. Maybe it's time that people woke up and smelled the coffee and started doing that themselves. What do you think, sir?
If not already, it's what you call the last minute.
It is. I know you're a busy guy. You don't necessarily hear my shows because you're busy with your various projects. My next guest, Jeff Nyquist, I've known and worked with Jeff about as long as I have with you, 18, 20 years or so. Jeff is the author of 6 books related to the International Commons Conspiracy. Jeff has sat across the interview table from high-level KGB defectors and interviewed them. He has excellent sources in both Russia and Communist China. And he got a hold of an English translation of a 56-minute audio tape of some high-level Chinese officials planning the loadout of more than 900 cargo ships to be loaded with weapons of war. Clearly, an invasion force, clearly aimed at the United States. So we hope that the Pentagon is aware of this. We hope that the Pentagon is making appropriate preparations themselves. But with a Pentagon that's all ate up with political correctness, we can't count on them to do the right thing, can we, Jim?
Oh, not at all. Not at all. And they, you know, the whole issue with the Chinese is they are, you know, part of the balance of the World Bank. The Chinese government is completely controlled by the World Bank. And so the whole issue with, you know, the USA is it's always been to take the United States down. That's always been the issue. Because the United States, and that's what the gun control is all about, isn't it convenient that you have a shooting in Texas the 2 days before the NRA convention where Trump is going to be the lead speaker? You know, how convenient. Doesn't anybody notice that? Or, you know, they never investigate once again. They never investigate the shooter, who he's been talking to, who he's been in communication with, who's been, what mind control programs is he in, and you know, just once again, some unrelated kid walks into a school and shoots it up. This, you know, it's you know, but the whole issue here is that the Americans' civilian population is the biggest standing army in the world, including the Chinese.
Well, they have the Chinese have a plan. Plan is to invade, conquer, and colonize the United States, end up with a United States with no America. Murder all of us. That's the plan, as they've said in their own confidential meetings. And the English translation of the top Chinese defense minister, the top Chinese general, is at my website, where he specifically says that is the plan. To use biological weapons, among other things, to invade, conquer, and colonize the United States and have America for themselves with no Americans. There's a timeline given for that earlier audio tape I mentioned. That's for the invasion to take place before November 1st this year, Jim, which is only 5 months away.
Well, clearly before an election, which is dubious anyway, but in the timing of everything else going on, plus the summer coming on right now, just beginning, you know, the summer months where there's expected chaos, and you can expect a number of events, planned events, that will bring the forces out of the woodwork to march up and down the streets and burn and cause chaos. So yeah, it looks like, you know, everything is in place.
It does. It does. And we want to give people a heads up here. The audio tape coming out of China, there have already been several men and women executed because the communists felt they were connected to the tape being smuggled out of China. So great risks were taken, and Jeff Nyquist has written about this matter at his website, jrnyquist.blog. But we need to be prepared for this, and that includes getting both gravity feed water filters and whole house water filters, doesn't it, Jim?
Well, water is the first thing you need. You can go without food. Air, you have to be able to breathe, but water is the first essential that you have the ability to control. And interestingly enough, John, now that you brought it up, I was looking on CNN, the CIA Daily News. Kamala Harris is putting water security at the top of an international list of things to do. And, of course, if they're talking about it, that's the front story. That's the veil. That's the cover story for what's going on in the background. So you can expect water, what you can call water terrorism, the poisoning of water systems. And and that's probably the biggest key that you can have, is that they've sent little Kamala out there to bear the message. And you have to learn how to read the message. If they say water security is an issue, then it's going to be an issue. just like COVID, just like monkeypox, just like anything else. And they're going to make it an issue and control both sides of the narrative.
And control both sides of the narrative. That's what they've been doing for decades, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. But the end result is that people have to become their own independent source of water. You know, the water comes in through a pipe. It comes, you know, maybe rainwater, whatever. But there's a dozen ways to poison water or poison the air, etc. And so the only safe place to filter water is at the point of use, and that's in the home.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Jim, if people want to be independent as far as electricity, they need a wing, W-I-N-G, wing generator, don't they?
Exactly, yeah. And it's something that we're getting better at dealing with people and their issues. The biggest issue is people understanding what it takes to replace the facility that's out there that provides electricity now. And too many people have an idea that a few thousand bucks and they can have a solar panel on the roof and provide their electricity is just not going to happen. So the biggest thing, the biggest challenge I have is overcoming people's planned ignorance from the government and from unwitting companies that are trying to sell solar panels that don't work.
Well, they work some of the time. They obviously don't work at night. If there's overhead clouds, they don't work.
If you have very minimal electrical needs, then solar might work for you. But if you have real needs that people depend on electricity for a lot of functions, including, say, refrigeration.
The men and women I work with, we look at solar to charge up some radio batteries, maybe run a couple of LED lights, and not much else, quite frankly. And for a limited use, they're okay. But if you want anything serious, such as pumping water, refrigeration, things of that nature, unless you spend a lot of money, we're talking maybe $10,000 to $15,000, you're not going to really get what you need, will you?
No, not at all. And even that is just, the whole issue is that the sun only shines so much of the time that's cloudy. You're not getting anything. They're down to 10%. And in the United States in general, you know, Hawaii might be the only place where you could get even close to enough sun. Florida is cloudy, you know, the majority of the year after 10 in the morning. And, it's Arizona is an area, even let's take the best place in the country, Arizona. It would cost you maybe $60,000 to $80,000 to minimally power a small home,
right,
with solar panels. And at that point, you run out of room. There's not enough room on your roof to put solar panels. You have to cover maybe a quarter acre out in the backyard to really provide electricity. And then the battery cost is up in the hundreds of thousands of dollars just for the batteries. So, yeah, solar doesn't work.
Okay, well, moving on from there, a topic I'm always interested in is archaeology. Do you have any archaeology updates for us?
Well, there's some interesting finds that happened this past week in Peru. And there's tunnels, and they don't know when they were built. All they know is that they are underneath some of the massive stone structures that are already there. And so they've been finding these over past decades. And, you know, of course, the big issue with tunnels is that they've been covered up. From what I understand, they did not find anything in the tunnels. These were just passageways under the ground. But it brings up an interesting point that when the Spanish arrived, early 1500s, the Incas, who were still very much active at the time, had their empire very much intact, knew that the Spanish were going to destroy everything in sight. That was very clear. In fact, they did. It's estimated that only 20% of the Inca structures remain. And that was destroyed, and much of it was cut up to make churches and cathedrals, etc. And the gold stolen to ballast ships and take it back to Spain. But so what the Incas did is they went
off. So you got the rock ballast.
Right. And they put in gold. Can you imagine ballasting a 200-foot ship with gold? And that's what they were doing. And there are ships that are, there are 26 ships that didn't make it off the coast of Santo Domingo and Dominican Republic off the East End and the Mona Channel. 26 ships that did not make it. So they had hundreds of these ships ballasted with gold going back to Spain. And by the way, all that money ended up in the Vatican, all of that gold. And that's what gave the Rothschild banking empire its real start, the Vatican Bank. But at any rate, the issue of the Incas hiding things, there was a limit on what they could hide. For example, in Cusco, there's a big section of a city wall that was the Inca city. And it's probably 4 or 5 meters wide and about maybe 3 meters tall. And it was capped all the way around with gold. And all of that gold was taken by the Spanish. So massive, unbelievably massive amounts of gold. And of course, they had to melt it down to make what they called pieces of eight. They were coins.
Amazing.
And melted in all the treasures, a lot of, so we have no idea what was there. All of the artifacts, the artwork was all destroyed by the Spanish. Unbelievable amount of carnage during that time and just absolute destruction, taking it all back to Spain. And the way that was easiest to transport was in ingots of coins of gold. They were called pieces of eight. Because they did it in honor of Christ, if you can believe this, and put a cross on both sides of the coin, thus dividing it into four on one side and four on the other. Therefore, pieces of eight was the term. Filling the ballast of these big ships with gold, huge, huge amounts of gold.
Right. Well, that's the way it was. And these tunnels, have they been completely explored, or do you?
The ones that they just discovered are not very big. They're not very large. And there was, from what I understand, there was nothing in them. There was no treasure, no artifacts. Okay. But somewhere, my point is, there are some caves. For example, when they left Machu Picchu, they removed everything and burnt the wooden and thatched roofs. We assume they were wooden thatch, leaving just what you see today, just the walls and the.
Who did the burning of the roofs?
The Incas themselves, because they knew that the Spanish were on to their. There was a city up in the mountains, and just a matter of time until the Spanish got there. But it literally was not discovered in modern times until I think the early 1900s. I forget the guy's name who went up there with some of the Incas who knew it was there. But that was well long after it had been deserted. But somewhere, probably up in the mountains there's a cave with a lot of treasures in it that came from Machu Picchu, because that was their last stronghold of the Inca royalty.
My goodness. Yep. Okay. Well, what direction do you want to go next, Jim? We got a break coming up here.
Well, just remind people about the water filters. John, you have a coupon code, J-O-H-N, for a discount when people order. And you have a link to the order page or the on your webpage.
That's right. Here's our break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. The best way to protect your car, your spouse's car, the car that child off to college from the effects of EMP, just like the Department of Defense. Very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment. Visiting with Professor James McCanny, his website is thelibertyman.com. Jim,
John is, I think John's microphone is breaking up there. We're having some issues on the break, and maybe it's a connection, maybe it's a plug. Maybe send him a message to unplug his, send John a message to unplug his microphone and plug back in. A lot of times that's the issue. Anyway, this is Jim McCanny, and so
I'll unplug it and plug it.
John, are you back? John, are you there? Anyway, I'll step in here with John.
Go ahead, Jim. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, John.
Tell people how you listen to your radio show live into the archives, if you would, please.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So John is, if you can, is asking me to explain how to listen to my radio show, my weekly radio show, and that would be tomorrow night, Thursday evening at 6 p.m. Central Time from WWCR Nashville, Tennessee, largest radio station in the world, 100,000 watt towers, and it's on tower number 2. And so if you listen online, it's WWCR.com, tower number 2. And there's also, it's any of the applications online or on your telephone, any of the radio applications will get you there, WWCR, tower number 2. And then it re-airs 7 times in the next couple days in different venues. All of that information you can find on my webpage, which is linked from John's page. And the archives are on my webpage also, going back about 20 years, commercial-free show that's been in the same time slot since about the year 2000. So in my 22nd year on that radio show, the same time, same station, and commercial-free. Do we have John back now?
I'm back. Yep.
There you are. That's
all
better,
right.
John.
Yeah, well, live radio is always a hoot. You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, right. It's live.
And your archives go back, what, about 20 years or so, Jim?
About 22 years, yeah. We're missing some shows there that somehow got lost during the conversion to the updated webpage. But, yeah, pretty much everything is there, 22 years. And there are people that go back and actually listen, you know, one show per day. And I forget how many years it takes them to go through and listen to all the shows.
Well, it would take a number of years, to say the least, but it's an education. I characterize your shows as university-level lectures delivered in such a manner that anybody can appreciate them, correct?
Right, exactly. And when I do them for all time, too. It's not something that's just, say, this week. It's a topic that I usually present it in a manner that even in 100 years, people can come back. And right now, by the way, I'm giving the history of my discoveries. And people are rather enjoying this, to listen to all of the places I have been and people that I met and incidents that happened in my life. And so it's not a history of, it's not a discussion of the science itself. It's a discussion of the history of my discoveries and my travels and encounters with various people. So at any rate, that's going to go on this entire year. It's going to take an entire year to cover these topics. And it's in reviewing all of this, I'm doing this for posterity, because clearly the standard scientific community is not going to budge on its baloney that is pawning off as real science. And I think more and more people and common people are waking up to the floozy nature of science. That's the best word I can talk about or use to describe science today. But people are rather enjoying all of the places I've been and encounters, etc. And just to see the pure corruption and ignorance at the same time in the scientific world. And this spans, I hate to say this, spans the world of mathematics. I always thought that mathematics would be the pure science, the one that was unaffected by politics and insider trading. And nope, right there, front and center, right there with NASA, right there with the university systems and textbook companies. Yep, right up there, front and center, with guarding their own. Let's just put it that way.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, these lectures are incredibly important. It's an education. And, of course, your books are for sale at your website also, aren't they, sir?
Right, exactly. And my current shows are not talking about the science itself, so you have to read the books, etc., found on my webpage.
All right, here's our break. We'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning, look away, look away. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray, in Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south in Dixie, away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Revised a couple of weeks ago to make things easier and quicker to locate the items you're looking for. We have exclusive content at my website available nowhere else. No other website has what I have. We have articles written by my friend Steve O'Neill, the nuclear scientist. We have the daily intelligence briefing put together every day by my friend, the former counterintelligence agent. Great guy I met while working on a murder case. And, of course, interesting products such as Professor McKinney's water filters, both gravity feed and whole house water filters. The Liberator Rocket Heater, I am the Executive Vice President of the company. We manufacture a wood-burning stove, listen carefully, that has no smoke. Seriously, complete combustion, 99.5% rated by the EPA. And save money. The Liberator Rocket Heater is the way to do that. Our production is now up to 24 stoves per week, so we're getting these manufactured, created up, and out the door relatively quickly these days. Last but not least, check out the energy cleaners. If you're tired of being tired, what are you waiting for? Your arthritis pain stopping you from doing the things you love to do? You need an energy cleaner. Details at my website. You can place your order for your energy cleaner your mattress pad to go with it using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. The toll-free hour line for your energy cleaner, your mattress pad, your micro plush throw to go with it is 800-592-9543. Building with Professor James McCanny, his website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. And Jim, your pursuits in archaeology, you spent, all told, many years in South and Central America inspecting these ruins, haven't you, sir?
Yes, I have. And it's in 1995 time frame. I made a special trip to Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico to survey Chichen Itza, Uxmal, Tulum, other Mayan cities, and to use as triangulation. And I knew that there was something amiss there, but the idea is that the modern cities of the Maya that you see there were built on the old gridwork. And so that's why Chichen Itza, for example, is 13.5 degrees off of northeast, south, and west, the current coordinates. But what I did is I was able to triangulate using that surveying techniques. And this is with an old-style transit, handheld, so I had some assistance there. But and found that the old North Pole was in the region of Hudson Bay, north of the state of Michigan. So I talked about that for a long time. And there's a lot of new work going on to corroborate that. So it's that's just one of the stories. And then, of course, my trip to Peru was 1995, and the discovery of the Nazca Lines antenna complex there, that was another issue. And then just back in my early days when I lived in Mexico when I was young, spending every weekend traveling around Mexico and to all of the ruins there. And that's before there were any gates or entry places. It was like the wide open spaces at that point in time. I was on some original discovery locations with archaeologists as they were digging up the ruins for the first time. So, yeah, quite a bit of those are just a couple examples of archaeology that I've been involved in.
Fascinating. I find it absolutely fascinating. And of course, since World War II, when the Nazca Lines were first discovered, because aircraft had never flown over that area before, the desert of Nazca, Peru. You have solved the mystery of as what these things really are, but there's still more mystery to be solved as to these were radio antennas. Who were they talking to and when and so forth, correct?
Exactly, and who built them? And how was the signaling put out on the... I kind of had a feeling when I was working there of what was going on, but when I got up onto the mounds where all of these lines come back and concentrate on mounds that are man-made, and I got up there, I could feel the atmospheric electricity because I know what to... I just out on the open field, I can feel the vertical... I can feel the vertical electric field. I know what it feels like on my forehead and the top of my head and my shoulders, etc. But this was especially powerful, and I said, "Wow, they were powering these with atmospheric electricity," and that's the only energy source that's available there. But all of the infrastructure is gone, and over what might even be tens of thousands of years, where these have remained out there on the Nazca Plains. But, yeah, very interesting. Very interesting. There's still a lot of work ongoing relative to that. The whole discovery.
I'm sure there is.
Oops. John, you're cutting out. Oh, okay. We have a caller. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, how are you? It's such a pleasure to speak to you, doctor.
Hello,
or professor, again. I'm sorry. Have you, I just have a question for you. Have you ever studied some of Dr. Joseph P. Farrell's work? I think he went to the same university you did.
I'm trying to think. It rings a bell. Why don't you refresh my memory?
Well, he's done a lot of studies on Germany after World War II, and you were bringing up some of the same things, and it seems to me that all this goes back to the church, doesn't it? If you look at the SS soldiers, most of them were Knights of Malta. If you go to our CIA, the Dulles brothers, Knights of Malta.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And like you were saying, the Rothschild, we were talking about the big banks. The Rothschilds are bankers for the Vatican. And if you really study this, Rome has ruled Europe for the last 2,000 years, and Europe has ruled the world, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So this is why I can hardly, you know, listen to the alternative media anymore. It's like a commercial for the Republican Party, if you understand what I mean. And I actually loathe both parties. If you follow this back, you know, like look at the Republican Party. Their great hero, Ronald Reagan, made 8 million illegals legal, and they've never taken California back again. Before that, California was a red state. If you think the Republicans or the Democrats are going to save you, you're in for a rude awakening, let me tell you. Look at Virginia. This big thing about, oh, we're going to get a Republican in Virginia. Who did they put in? A guy that was the CEO of the Carlyle Group, Council on Foreign Relations. I mean, I think we the best thing we can do is just try to enjoy today, because we're screwed, man. Do you think so, Doctor? I mean, Professor.
I tell people just be your own independent nation. You know, that's the best you can do. Because, you know, the elections, people are going, well, in the next election, we're really going to get them. You know, it was toast a long, long time ago. By the way, I pulled up Joseph P. Farrell. And certainly, yeah, I've heard of him before. It's just that kind of early in the morning. And he has a
lot of work after World War II, how that the Vatican shipped like $800 million dollars worth of gold to Argentina. They shipped all the Nazis to Argentina. The ones that were very high up, they sent to NASA. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Well,
the thing that gets me with all the preppers and everything, and I'm going to get five AK-47s, is what Barack Obama said. He goes, I only have, to you guys with your guns, I only have two things to say. Predator drones. And I'm telling you, my dad was an officer in the service, and I spent a lot of time up at Wright-Patterson Air Force when I was a kid. And they actually have a video out from Wright-Patterson. They have this giant drone, and this was 5 years ago I saw this. They have this giant drone that can fly over and drop out 1,000 little small drones, and these little small drones can hunt you down and kill you. I mean, if you're human, they can hunt you down and kill you. And we're going to go against something like that with an AK-47? Come on.
A shotgun would be a little better. But anyway, back to Joseph P. Farrell. Interesting, in 2009, he gave a talk at the UFO UFO Congress in Laughlin, Nevada, and I was the speaker at that in 2002 and 2003, 2 years in a row. But anyway, certainly we come from a similar, come at a topic from different directions, mine from the being in the science world and his from studying this entire time.
His doctorate is in physics, believe it or not, and he kind of went the other way, if you understand what I mean.
Right. He's a PhD in philosophy from the University of Oxford.
And a lot of the stuff he had access to the Oxford libraries, and he was talking about this one time. Some of these books are like back from the 1400s. And sure. I'm sure you've been to universities where you've done research like that.
Exactly, yeah. And Cornell was a Library of Congress, and that's why it was very rich. Not only that, it was a NASA depository of data. So I had both the library and the the stacks that went way down underground, and the NASA depository of all of the NASA data was there, which at the time I had access to, because nobody imagined that there would be some guy like me in there ferreting out the information and then publishing it and replacing their hallowed theories with something new using their data. So anyway, after they realized that, they locked the door and threw away the key on NASA data, no longer allowing anybody to see it, and only publishing the results that they wanted to publish. But Joseph Farrell, interesting that you bring that up. But if people do a search, he's got a very long list of books that he's written on all of these topics, and right on point with the the post-World War II, what happened there, and the creation of the State of Israel. All of those things that happened done behind the scenes. People really didn't know what was going on or who was involved or why they were happening, but all controlled from that central banking in the Vatican.
I listen to you every week, and I thought, I said, I bet he knows Dr. Joseph Farrell. It's so nice. It's such an honor to be able to talk to you, sir. The stuff you talk about and people on the on the doctorate level in the universities, all this stuff is peer reviewed. So you understand what I mean? This isn't something that guy in Oklahoma figured out on his own. You know what I mean? That's why I can't take this left-right anymore, and a lot of people can't, if you understand the people that I talk to. But it's such a pleasure to be able to talk to you.
Oh, well, good, and thanks for the comments. There's other people. I've been on a radio show with a man named Leo Lyons-Agami, and he also had much inside track on literally on the Vatican and the hierarchy in the Vatican and the Catholic Church, etc. And people don't confuse that with your church down the street, although there's a connection there. This is the Jesuit-operated Vatican with the Vatican Bank.
Yeah. And when you were talking about Spain invading, that was actually the Catholic Church. All that money went back to the Catholic Church.
Well, sure
Church.
It was. It did. Yeah, that's where they got their big boost. And they're still sitting on that. For example, the Queen of England gets her power literally from that. And by the way, she's a Rothschild. She's not an English. The English people are very aware that she's not the Queen of England. she's a Rothschild. And,
It's one big family. It's one big family, Professor, and we ain't in it. It's such a pleasure to talk to you.
Anyway, thanks for the call. Very good comment. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you, Cammy. Sammy, we appreciate the call. Jim, we have our last break coming up here, and then you'll have about 3 minutes to summarize your thoughts for the week, sir, as we move forward with all these issues that we're dealing with. The clot shot, China, the economy, the bizarre effects on our society from all these things. It's a fast-changing world, isn't it, sir?
Well, it certainly is, and people have to take care of themselves. This is and like you're talking about, the country is like set up on a golf tee right now, waiting for the club to hit it off the tee.
Here's our break. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com, or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness. But there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Jim, you got about 3 minutes, sir, to put out the most important information you want to this week, sir.
Just a quick follow-up on Joseph P. Farrell. You can look that up online. It's 2 R's, 2 L's, and a very interesting set of books here. And he also states he's trying to get his publisher to stop publishing that he has a PhD in physics. It's in philosophy. Anyway, so a good comment. I like those kind of comments because they take us off into another world where typically we may not go on the show, but also I just encourage people once again looking at the whole house water filter, the MR5, that gives you clean water for both hot and cold water in your house. And you can use the coupon code JOHN for a discount at checkout, and also the replacement filter elements for any of the historically built gravity water filters. And also I have a make your own gravity water filter kit, where you buy your own containers, any size you want, and then make a kit. Comes with a spigot, stainless steel spigot, etc. But anyway, all of that on the webpage, and that's linked from John's page. You can, John, you said that's easier to find now. And so you just click on John's link. You'll go to the sales page and use the coupon code JOHN at checkout to get a further discount. And become water independent. That's really the message of the day. That's what I want to leave people with, and understand that now is the time. We have these in stock. They're ready to ship. They come with instructions on how to use them, etc. The most modern technology for water filtration, and it's available at really very extremely low prices. I'm kind of amazed when I see what you might call competition, sometimes two and three and even four times the price for filter elements from what I charge, and I have the best technology. So anyway, go there and be prepared, because this summer is going to be a rough one, and going into the fall, that's all I can tell you. Get prepared.
Absolutely. I could not say it better myself, Jim. Well, thank you for being with us, and Jim, we look forward to having you back next Wednesday, sir.
Yeah, thanks, John. Take care, Okay. Everybody, and have a good week.
All right. This is Hump Day. Wednesday is Hump Day, the most productive day of the week, according to everything I've ever read. I know it's always been a very productive day for me. Well, Jeff Nyquist is coming up here in a few minutes, and we'll be getting whatever updates Jeff has. He's on top of what's going on with China and Russia. In great detail. Jeff's resources and sources are fantastic. They really are. And I hope people will stay tuned and listen to Jeff Nyquist and get whatever updates Jeff has for us. The communist Chinese are getting ready for war. They've warned their people to get ready for war. The Russians are preparing for a much larger war than the one that's taking place right now. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
People who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.